When I look at Indiana, Cignetti has done a phenomenal job, no question about it, establishing himself as one of the best coaches in college football right now. But in the same breath, he still has something to prove, something to search for, because you guys are the reigning defending national champions. They're in pursuit of one. 1-2 in the nation, respectively. Y'all flipped after you lost to them in the Big Ten title game. I'm wondering, as you look at Indiana, what did you peel from that as these playoffs approach?
Well, they're a very good team, and they play sound football. Quarterback's very good and have good scheme. But I think the thing that I would hope that we all take away from, you know, when you're playing in these games, you know, we came off of an emotional game the week before. You know, you're playing these monster games at the end of the season. You have got to be on your game every single play. You know, the attention to detail and the focus is critically important. And every single thing that we do matters, from, you know, the way we take care of our bodies, to how we practice, to how we meet, to the intensity of practice, to how we execute, to how we respond in the game. Like, all of these things matter in the end, because, you know, we're chasing the top 1% of 1%. And if we don't have that really high level focus and execution, then, mm-hmm. then we're setting ourselves up. And so, you know, there are times where, you know, quite honestly, you know this, we'll play in games where, you know, maybe it's not a matchup game and you can get away with some things. And then, you know, those issues are there, but they, you don't feel them as much. Well, when you get into these matchup games, you know, you better get those issues addressed. Otherwise, it's going to cost you a game. So all of those things are lessons that we took out of this last one.